This is Fresh Air. We're going to hear about alto saxophonist Frank Morgan, who's making a comeback. Morgan made his New York debut last December at the Village Vanguard. His new album, Bebop Lives, was recorded during that engagement. Our jazz critic Francis Davis has this review.
The hottest new name in jazz isn't some young Turk. It's a 53-year-old alto saxophonist who sacrificed his youth to heroin. His name is Frank Morgan. In the 1950s, Morgan was one of a legion of musicians who were doomed to heroin addiction by their worship of Charlie Parker, whose habit was as mammoth as his genius. In 1955, a few months after Parker's death, Morgan's first album was released, with hard sell liner notes proclaiming Morgan the new Charlie Parker, but there was no chance of that. By that time, Morgan was well on his way to supporting a $1,000-a-day drug habit by forging checks and fencing stolen goods. He was first arrested in 1953. He spent the better part of the next 30 years in Los Angeles County jails and California state prisons. His last release from prison was in 1985. He's clean now, a free man with three much-praised albums to his credit. All this makes him good copy, and I suspect that, rather than his musicianship, is why you've read about him in Newsweek and seen him on CBS Sunday Morning. The mass media have no great love for jazz, but they do love success stories, especially at this point, a success story whose moral can be boiled down to the simplistic slogan, "Just say no." But Morgan isn't the target of my cynicism. He has more going for him than his wayward past. Players who emerge from oblivion to cause as big a stir as he has are generally either prophets or anachronisms, but Morgan is neither. He plays bop, still the most prevalent form of modern jazz, some 40 years after its first manifestation. But he plays it with a keening urgency that inspires fantasies of the bygone era when Charlie Parker himself held sway, before bop hardened into cliché. That was the inevitable price bop paid for becoming the dominant form of modern jazz. At the same time, Morgan displays a willingness to use slightly overblown notes and other techniques identified with free improvisation to give bop an unexpected modern spin. Here's a good example of what I mean. His solitary wail of an introduction to All the Things You Are from his new album Bebop Lives, recorded in performance last December at New York's Village Vanguard.
Thank you.
Alto saxophonist Frank Morgan and All the Things You Are from Bebop Lives, his latest album on Contemporary Records. Morgan shares his idol Charlie Parker's speech-like delivery, his courtly approach to melody, and his gift for transforming every number into the blues. In other words, like Parker, Morgan has what I like to call the common touch. It's the ability to communicate with the unschooled listener, even while improvising complex harmonic lines. Morgan is capable of running chord changes with the best of them. But to my way of thinking, the most convincing displays of his artistry come during those passages when he reminds us that bop holds potential for soul-searching introspection as well as chest-thumping exhibitionism. Bebop Lives pleases me more than I thought a collection of jazz standards could at this point, no matter how expertly played. That might be because there's a healthy measure of emotion here, along with the requisite technical flourishes. Bebop Lives, all right. The breath of life that Frank Morgan gives it is enough to convince even a skeptic like me.
Jazz critic Francis Davis reviewed Frank Morgan's new album, Bebop Lives. Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He writes about jazz for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer. You're listening to Fresh Air.